Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Max taking you up to Twins baseball, the Twins and the Oakland A's tonight. As we say, Levy down the stretch here. Terry Steinbach will join us, former Oakland A, great, very good baseball player, all-star for the Oakland A's, of course, played for the Minnesota Twins. And yeah, tomorrow's the opening of the duck hunting season, so Steiny might have a couple other stories to tell. We will also visit Graham Gresseth about just that from Maxed Out Guides. No relation, but certainly an advocate of. We'll catch up to him, get the forecast. What last night might have done to the waterfall season, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know this. I'll talk more about it, and I think most of you would probably agree with me on that, is that when you get that much rain in that short of time, there's a pretty good chance if you go out and scout, there could be a flooded cornfield or bean field out there that could be paradise if you can find the right one. I'm just saying, I don't know this as fact. I'm just saying that's where I'd go if I had a chance to go hunting tomorrow. I don't, but that's where I'd go. We'll visit with them coming down the road as well. And boy, I tell you what, walking over here from TV tonight, does it feel like football? It feels like everybody should be playing tonight. If you've never had a chance to play high school football, I'm just telling you, you missed it. Because it is like so cool on game nights, and it's so cool when it gets a little bit cool. And it's hard to explain, but I know that I'm resonating with all those people that played it because you go up to the school, you're getting ready for the game, and you know, you had the pep fest today, kind of send you, and the whole day it's going to be wore your jersey, team jersey to school. That's tradition in a lot of places. And it just kind of builds towards a football game. It's the only sport where the entire school comes together because it's the only sport being played that night. And so everybody comes out for the football game. It's a community gathering point for a lot of people. And last night, with all that rain, the saving grace for a lot of these teams in this area now is that they've got turf. And turf will take care of that. That'll nullify all that rain that we got this week. But I think deep down, everybody that plays football would at some point in time like to play a football game in the mud. Because we've seen this on TV. We've seen inclement weather, and we've seen what that does to games. And it looks like a whole lot of fun. It looks like when you play, you usually don't have permission to go out. Remember when you were a kid and your mom would get so upset when you'd come home and you'd have grass stains on your jeans and your knees because you were out playing? Remember that? Well, you've got permission to go get dirty when you play football in the mud. And when you have that opportunity, that's pretty cool, except for this. I played in a couple of mud games, and I thought the same thing. I thought, this is going to be fun, man. But you never trust your footing, whether you're on offense or defense. You never trust your footing because no matter which way you go, you feel like you might fall down if you're not careful, and that's hard to do. And I can remember one specifically. Many of you probably remember this game. The night that we at Gaylord went to Fairfax to play, my junior year in high school. I'm sure many of you remember that night. But just in case you weren't there or you don't recall, just in case the outside possibility that I need to ring that bell again so you remember it in your memory bank, it was one of those nights. It was raining all day, and it was raining into the night. And I can remember going over to play that game. A lot of concern. We had a very good team at the time. We were undefeated. I know that's no shock to any of you out there. But it was like late in the season. And that means they always say it's the advantage of the underdog if you play in inclement weather because there's a better chance that the better team could screw up, and so it's the advantage of the underdog. But what I remember about that game was we got ahead by, 14-0, something like that, the half. I don't remember what it was, but comfortable, let's just say. And I can remember in the second half thinking to myself, you know, one of the goals here has to be you got to leave this field dirty, man, because if you're not muddy from head to toe, then people are going to think you didn't do much, you know. And I can remember playing some receiver and safety and making sure that a follow-up tackle is something that you could slip and slide a little bit. So at the end of the game, you look like the running backs, you know, because they were just, you know, they get tackled 16 times a game and they were just, you know, black in terms of the mud on their clothes. And I can remember that being part of the goal, because when you walked that bus, man, you wanted to make it look like you'd earned it that night. And so you went for the extra tackle, you did this, the that, anything you could do so that you'd look that same, that you'd look the part, that you'd look like a gladiator. Those are fun times, man. Anybody that played high school football, you know, you're walking out there right now, they're walking out to the field, right? They got a 7 o'clock game, and they're out there on the field, and they're warming up, and the band is playing, and people got sweatshirts on, and some of them got their camo on because it's duck hunting season tomorrow, and maybe a duck call with them, stuff like that. And you're out there getting ready to play. And especially when you're going through the warm-ups now, because you're sure you're going to win, no matter which side of it you're on. You're sure you're going to win, so you're all jacked up and having fun, and if you win, then you go out and have a burger and a fries with the boys after the game. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. I hate to tell high school kids that, but it's about as good as it gets. It's a memory that you take with you, and you know you go back to the locker room after a win like that, and everybody's jacked up and happy, and you can eat whatever you want at that age. 10:30 at night, okay, two hamburgers, a fries, and a Coke, you know. Let's have a pizza apiece, that kind of thing. But you're so in line and so in tune with your classmates and your high school friends. And I was just out in Colorado last week with three buddies. All of us, four of us, all played. Our common denominator would be we all played high school football together. So there's some legs to this thing too, if you're willing to participate. And anybody that says, "Oh, football this, football that," I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good that comes out of football in a team sport like that that you can't measure. And when friendships 30-some years later is one of them. We lost a good football soul this week. Keith Nord passed away. And Keith was a classic overachiever from Minnesota boy, you know. We look at the kids, the guys that made it with the Vikings over the years that are in our backyard. He's one of them. He went to Minnetonka High School in St. Cloud State and played for 7 years with the Vikings. He played before I was ever in this business in my professional career. But I got to know Keith. I actually met him at an airport one day when I was young, much younger. And he was out giving a speech because that's what he did for a living. He gave speeches all over the country. And we struck up a conversation and a bit of a friendship back in the day. I haven't stayed in touch with him over the years, to be honest with you. But I bounced some things off of him. And he's a real positive guy, that kind of thing, positive energy guy. So we started to, you know, communicate, and then he had a great love for the outdoors. And I had a chance to do some hunting with him over the years. We went hunting a few different times, pheasant hunting, upland game. That was his, he loved upland game. He loved going to North Dakota hunting sharp-tailed grouse. He'd tell me about it. He could walk all day by himself with his dog and be content. He was that kind of guy, and that's my kind of guy, really. But I remember vividly, I told Dave Lee this the other day, we went out to Morris, Minnesota. And my brother at the time lived out in Morris, and he and my brother's a great outdoorsman, great hunter. My brother Mark and both my brothers are, but they love the outdoors and they know how to hunt and they have dogs. And my younger brother Mark had a dog, a Brittany Spaniel named Fergie, and so we went out in the Morris area, western Minnesota, which is he was going to college out there, and I've got relatives out there, so we had a lot of different places that we could hunt, a lot of land to hunt, and so we began on this excursion hunting pheasants all day, kind of a typical western Minnesota hunt. You know, you're looking for roosters. It's not as good as South Dakota, but it's the best Minnesota has to offer, and in good years it can be pretty good. And yeah, I believe we had shot a couple birds by early afternoon, and we were walking an area. It had some switchgrass and then a fence, and then there was some pick corn on the other side. And Mark's dog Fergie, outstanding Brittany Spaniel, was working the fence line with us. And so we're walking down the fence line with Fergie, and all of a sudden she locks. I don't know if you people know what it means to point. But if you're a dog and you point, that means you've seen it where they're locked in, and they've got maybe one paw in the air, but it tells you there's a bird there. Well, Fergie goes on what looks like point to me. And you can see, and there's nothing, you can't see anything. Many times that's the case. And she won't get off of it. And she's moving around, and you're going, oh, I wonder if it's a cripple bird in there that's not going to move. Because generally speaking, they'll get nervous and they'll flush out of that. They'll fly. So sometimes if they come across a cripple, the bird will wait, and eventually the dog will jump in and take it many times. Finally, she dove into the weeds head first and came out, and in her mouth was the head of a skunk, a live skunk. This ain't great news, folks. And Fergie hated raccoons and skunks and things like, just hated them, fight with every one of them. She saw them. She wasn't a big dog, but she'd fight with every one of them. So she pulls this skunk out, and she's in her mouth. She's, and I can see where this is going, right? So I'm begging them. I don't even know how I did it, but she eventually dropped the skunk for a minute. I pulled up on it and blew it in half. But right before I did, the skunk sprayed Fergie mainly, the dog, and the rest of us. And it was crazy because it was so potent that the dog, Fergie, couldn't get rid of it. I mean, her eyes were watering. She was running for water. She didn't know what to do. She'd growl if you got closer, and she's a really friendly dog. And the rest of us just had to endure what it was. So we had to quit hunting just to get the dog to the vet, put it in tomato juice, make sure everything was okay, all that stuff. What we didn't know, Keith Nord, and I joked about this for years to come, Keith was a great outdoorsman. He's the kind of guy that could hunt all day, you know? And we were going home. We stopped in a gas station, and Keith and I walked in there. And the odor was so strong that we couldn't smell it. It was so strong that we didn't think that we had been sprayed. We thought only the dog got it. It was so strong that we didn't even detect that we had been sprayed by a skunk. And we walked into what would be a, it might have been a Super America or something similar, and the people just couldn't believe it, how strong the odor was. And we didn't even know. We'd been riding the car, didn't even know it. We all just went home, threw the clothes away, and that was it. They wasn't even worth saving them. But Keith and I laughed about that for years to come. And he was a fun guy to be out there with because he would walk through the cattails. He was a determined guy. And football was just part of his life. His 7 years with the Minnesota Vikings were just a part of his life. When you'd sit and talk to him, you realize it was a lot more than that. His children, his family. Like I said, going out to the prairies and hunting, going around and motivating people because he was an overachiever. You know, wasn't big enough, wasn't this, wasn't that, and lasted 7 years in the NFL. He did all those things with grit and guts. And so he had a very successful career. And for him to pass away, and I don't know if any of you were up on the story, but in May he had stomach pain and went in, and he was, and they diagnosed him with cancer, and he passed away just this last week. So it was not a long battle, but it had to be an aggressive form of cancer that took him. And he was a special guy that way. Wasn't one of those people that was overly active as a Viking alumni or anything like that. Because it kind of like, hey, once I move on, I move on. But if you're around him, you're a better person for it. And he did inspire a lot of people, both professionally and personally along the way. So rest in peace, Keith Nord. You were one of the good ones that we had here in the great state of Minnesota. The time is 6:48. Kick off fall with a fun trip. Check out Sun Country's Fall Fair sale by September 21st. To save on nonstop flights to Orlando, Tampa, Palm Springs, and many more sunny destinations, book on suncountry.com today. Radio.com. Radio.com. Amber, what were your favorite conditions to play high school football in?
I always wanted to play in the snow, and we never got a snow game, unfortunately.
It's kind of hard to unless you get to the playoffs, and even then it's got to hit just right, you know?
Yeah, my first year playing in a junior year, we were 4-5, so we missed the playoffs. And then senior year, we were 5-4, and we missed the playoffs. So we just kind of missed out on that. But
yeah, unless you get an early October one, which happens. But yeah,
we had one day where it was snowing in the morning for a little bit, but then it got warm as the day went along, so the snow went away, unfortunately.
Yeah, that happens too. You get all excited, and then all you get is the slop from it.
I'm like,
know?
September 22nd, snowing? Okay, we can play today. Great. Then no, it's
boy,
gone.
That deal last night, that was something, though, wasn't it?
Oh, the wind, the rain, and everything is just amazing.
On one end, we had the tornado. On the other end, we had the flooding.
I know.
And we were right in between in Minneapolis, and just we got a little bit of both, you know. And I went over afterwards because Matt Burke was going to be doing some stand-up, and I got there too late, but they didn't even realize there was a storm out there, you know.
They didn't register, huh?
Nobody knew because they were just doing their thing, you know. Do I got to go?
We do.
Okay, Terry Steinbach and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.